I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kelly Knievel is on the hotline right now.
Being lucky enough to just meet his father a few times and spend just a few hours overall, you see such a great resemblance, and even in the speech, and I was such a fan of his father, and he's turned into a friend. He is an amazing cat. Like, I think he's really honoring his father's legacy.
Our next guest is the eldest son of the greatest daredevil of all time and the last true American outlaw, the late great Evel Knievel, who over the course of his career, thrilled the world with motorcycle jumps from Caesar's Palace to Wembley Stadium and the Snake River Canyon. And today, he's here to talk to us about the upcoming History Channel event, Evel Live 2. Please welcome, Kelly Knievel.
Where have you been, man? What's been going on with you?
Well, I've been researching Chinese fireworks stocks. trying to figure out which one we're going to take the Evel Live.
You guys had good pyro last time, by the way. In fact, my buddy Steve, my old roommate, shot that pyro that day.
Yeah, no, Robbie always had good pyro at his ones.
Hey, you guys never did Evel Knievel fireworks, branded fireworks, did you?
No, but at my dad's funeral, I shot off a bunch of fireworks.
He would have loved it. No, because it's one of the things. It's funny because you know how fond I was of your dad and how honored I was to meet him just a few times and what a fan as every kid growing up in America was, and is. So it's funny, man, to talk with you. You are, I'm not the first person that's ever pointed out your resemblance and even your speech pattern, because your family, it's so similar to your father's.
Yeah, it's called genetics, John.
Your old man was a dick to me, too.
It's a natural human evolution thing called genetics. Hey, do you know who Robert Shuler is?
I'm sorry?
Do you know who Robert Shuler is at the Crystal Cathedral?
I do not.
Okay, so he officiated at my dad's funeral.
Okay.
He's the one who started the Crystal Cathedral. He was the
big money guy.
One of the first guys to start television evangelism.
Right. Yes, I do know.
Okay, so I had the fireworks at my dad's funeral, and he turns to me and he looks at me and he goes, "Fireworks at a funeral?" He goes, "I think I'll do that at my funeral."
Of course, man.
It's just a funny thing when you're talking about fireworks there. It reminded me of it.
Yeah, man. Well, your old man liked that kind of stuff, and I like that kind of stuff. I think America does, man. We like motorcycles, and we love our heroes. And you know, I was talking earlier to Nick. She didn't know that at Wembley, your dad knew he couldn't make that jump, and he did it anyway because he'd never let anybody down. And that's as much his legend as his ability to make the jump.
Yeah, you should watch that film right before he starts down the ramp. You know, he's maneuvering his motorcycle up on the platform, and it's just him up at the top of the ramp. He's there in the middle of Wembley Stadium, and there's 80,000 people there, and there's no one up at the top of the ramp except for him. So he drives up to the top of the ramp because they built it up the side of the stadium. And there's a platform up there, so he's got to drive up the ramp, and then he's got to maneuver his motorcycle around to get it, turn it around the other way to go back down the ramp. And he's turning his motorcycle around, and there's a little British kid there. He's got red hair. He looks exactly like a little English kid. And my dad's turning his motorcycle around, and right before he takes off, he turns, and he looks right at the kid and gives him a thumbs up. And he knows he's going to crash.
Jesus.
True showman.
And it's on film. It's just the neatest thing.
Yeah, man. He was definitely more afraid of being a coward than he was a failure. in their eyes in letting somebody down, you know? I mean, and I think there's a very, I don't think there are any more warriors like that anymore. Any guys who just go, no matter what, this is going to happen. I mean, it's just a one of a kind, you know, human being. And you just don't see him anymore. Now, as motorcycles get better, people will jump. And like, we're going to watch this because I love it. Evil Live is going to be great. But it'll never be, and I say this, and I'll argue it with anybody, it'll never be the same because you weren't the first, it wasn't the hardest, and you didn't push it as far. You have, there's much more ability now in terms of your technology.
Yeah, there's much more ability, there's much more engineering, there's much more calculation. But, I don't want to take anything away from this axle guy. I mean, this guy's going to, I wouldn't even call it a jump. I'd call it, the guy's flying. He's going to fly, and then he's just got to hang on when he lands.
God, that's a huge
one. Pulls it off.
Oh, of course. And but I don't remember your dad doing firewalls. Did Evil do firewall?
Yeah, in his first show in the 60s, 1967, I think, in Indio, California, he set up two firewalls and he crashed. He crashed through the two firewalls. That was part of his original show when he had three or four other acts with him.
Right. And they're going to do 12. And Kelly, I know that you've worked with him, the museum in Topeka, but have you been and seen the finished museum?
Of course I have.
Okay. I figured you had. Well, remember the phone call? I told you about your father had called me on my birthday and then said, look, Johnny, I'm not going to be around anymore. And I thought, I don't know what I thought. I didn't think that Evel Knievel could ever die. And I know it's an absurd idea, but we just kind of went past it. And he was like, no, I'm not going to be here. And he was a beautiful phone call. I played it for Patterson up there, and now it's in the museum. And when you first walk in, you can hear the phone call.
Oh, that's good. I miss that phone call somehow.
I will send that to you. It's really something, man. And I've never wanted to play it for you on the air, only because it's your father, and he's saying he's going to pass. And I know that you're a tough guy.
Listen, I used to go out to dinner with my dad all the time, and we'd be eating dinner, and he'd look up at me and go, okay, Kelly, this might be our last dinner, so I'll buy.
I got the other day, I ran into
a... Tell me that all the time.
I got a... you've seen a million of them, but I'm pretty happy with it. My friend Pinball Jeff found one of the home games of the Evel Knievel pinball in incredible, incredible condition. All the lights work, everything works, but it was one without the coin mechanism on it. And it's currently sitting in my living room.
Yeah, those are really cool. That was the first electronic pinball machine.
Yeah, really
cool. IGT made it with my dad.
Yeah, super kick-ass. And it's...
Bally's made it with my dad.
It is Bally. Sorry. That's right. You, all that stuff.
This morning.
When are you going to do another auction? Or will you, Kelly?
I don't know if I'll do another auction or not. All my bills are paid, and I don't owe anybody any money, so...
I know, and I ask because I loved your dad and what he stood for, and so you know I'm a collector too, and so I'm always looking somewhere for that piece of it, and again, you know, memorabilia is great because it just takes you back, man. That memory when you see the Sky Cycle, when you see the jacket, the leathers, the helmet. You know, at the museum they've got the Wembley helmet and the Caesar's Palace helmet, and you look at those and you just look at the scars and the scuffs and scrapes and what he went through, and then you realize how bright that shiny, that star went, and going to jail and kicking his publicist's ass, and just what a guy's guy your old man was. It always takes me right back to being a little 9-year-old kid again.
Yeah, the older I get, the more I realize what I mean, really, to come from Butte, Montana, and make yourself one of the most famous people in the United States, and really in the span of 10 years the guy had some charisma.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not even kissing your ass. You have that same charisma, man. It's been great to get to know you over the years. And I'm glad you're working with these guys on Evil Live 2. By the way, it's July 7th on History at 7 o'clock Kansas City time. And because it is a great honor to your father. And I think it keeps his legacy alive. And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, listen, they wouldn't be doing it if it did. But last year, that was one of the highest rated cable shows in the United States, and they're going to keep it going. They got an option for another one next year too. So
cool.
I hope the audience is good this year, and I hope no one gets hurt, and hope the broadcast comes off well.
Well, man, I hope you get through Kansas City. You're not planning on coming to Sturgis, are you?
You know, I've never been to Sturgis.
Man, I wish you would. I wish you'd come to the Full Throttle. We're there every year. And Mike Ballard, who owns it, is a friend. And Jesse James Dupree has got the campground. I'm sure that we could find a place for you.
Well, you know, Woody, every time Woody comes to Las Vegas, he calls me and we go out to dinner and he just picks my brain. He goes, okay, what can I do about this? And what do you think about this? But he never invites me up for crying out loud.
Well, listen, you've definitely got your invitation from the Full Throttle Saloon, my friend. And it's again, it's always good to hear your voice, man. If you give Jake an email that you want that sent to, I'll send that call from your father on my birthday.
Okay, I appreciate it. That's
all right, brother. Good to hear your voice. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.